Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is now time for the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beachwood. Barnett Shoals coming soon to downtown Athens. In fact, coming in August to downtown Athens. Also brought to you by the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind. And we have the triumphant return to the Athens Little League Report of our man, Shane O'Neill. Shane, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing fantastic.
I've missed you guys.
Yeah, same to you.
We woke up, you know, together and we talk and I miss it.
Well, you retired into the annals of the Athens Little League Report Hall of Fame. So glad to have you coming out of retirement.
Well, it is certainly glad to be back. I'm certainly glad to be back, and I like the lead-in music that the butterfly. While I was just a little bit old for that, it was not my 10th grade year. I think I was out of college by the time that rolled. But
it's like Sam said, one of the best one-hit wonders out there.
If you want to, I don't know if I said all that now.
For that era, let's say that era.
Well, I would. I would still go back to Van Halen and, you know,
yes.
Rush and Zeppelin and all that good stuff.
Amen to that, Shane.
Then some of David Barbie stuff.
Oh yeah, you know, a little Truckers.
College days.
Yeah,
there you go.
No doubt about it.
Well,
but,
no, even before that, some of his Sugar and, you know, some of those things.
Oh yeah, you're getting deep cuts into it on our man Dave Barbie. But
there you go.
We'll see what. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I don't have. I don't have games to report, but what I am doing is kind of set the table here, because last night, well, as everybody knows, it rained quite a bit over the last couple of days, and last night got rained out. So,
okay.
But we got a couple of great championship games set up for tonight. So I'll just talk about those a little bit. And is that cool?
Yeah, that is more than cool with us. So Shane O'Neill, take it away.
All right. So big game tonight. AAA setting up a 1-2 matchup between Zaxby's and First American. I believe that game goes off on field 2 at 6:45. That is what's posted on the website. But if there's any parents listening, if that game time has been updated, your coach would know, and I'm sure that he's communicated to you, because our website tends to be a little bit slower than the league and the coaches. But the regular season matchup here, the Zaxby's was 8-4-2. First American was 8-5-1. So these are definitely the 1-2 teams. Should be a tight one. Should be a fantastic game on field 2. And looking forward to that. So then we move over to the majors. And the majors is an unbelievable matchup. Excuse me, between Chase Park, who went 14-5 in the regular season, and Synovus, who went 13-6 in the regular season. And Chase Park ended up winning the regular season by one game over Synovus, who came in second place on the season. But here is the thing about it. Synovus is now in the number one seed because they beat Chase Park the other night 2-1 in the tournament. So, we have quite a match of titans coming up here where, let's see, if we look at the statistics throughout the season here, head-to-head, Synovus won the regular season. They won 3 out of 4 of those games. And during the regular season, check this out, and this is where David Barbie and I get all geeked out, is in the stats. Runs allowed or runs on the season, Chase Park has 136. Synovus has 133. Runs allowed, Chase Park has 68. Synovus has 77. Runs per game, 7.1 for Chase Park, 7 for Synovus and runs allowed per game, 3.5 for Chase Park, 4.0 for Synovus. So sorry to dump a bunch of stats on the radio there for you, but that tells you how closely these teams are matched. And it's unbelievable that we are kind of in this position. And the cool thing about tonight is we're going to play a doubleheader because we're going to play a doubleheader if Chase Park wins the first game because it's a double elimination tournament. And Synovus is in the driver's seat, the number one seat. So Synovus wins the first game, they win the whole thing. But if Chase Park wins the first game, we're going to play a doubleheader. So starting at 5:30 tonight on Field 1 at Highland Park, we have a doubleheader scheduled. So it should be awesome. And I will tell you, after the game between Chase Park on Monday and our friends at Northeast Sales and that team, which was an unbelievable game, maybe the best game I've ever participated in my Little League career. And Chase Park barely eked it out. A one-run, walk-off, basically, and I think it was 15-14 or maybe 16-15 final score. But I tell you, that was a phenomenal game, and I expect nothing less tonight from Synovus and Chase Park. So everybody get out there. It should be a blast. Everything starts at 5:30. And, of course, I say that weather permitting, which has been kind of sketchy this week. But, gentlemen, that's what I have for you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Shane, and hopefully the weather cooperates with you guys because that has certainly been something that has affected us for a while.
It is the time of year when it's hard to plan anything in the afternoon or the evening.
It certainly is. But we'll keep our fingers crossed for you guys.
That's right. So where's DJ? Is he still over in Hoover?
He's over in Hoover because they'll play game two of their SEC tournament over there this morning at 10:30. So we're just going to roll right into some baseball here.
No need to rush him back, though. I like my seat here in the studio. I'd stay here for a couple weeks if I could.
You know what? I like him being over there in Hoover. I wish he'd stay there for several
games.
That's
what I'm talking about.
That's right. No, we hope Georgia does so they can get a little bit more success. But, Shane, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll hope that we have a Little League report tomorrow with some better weather to report on.
That's right. Awesome.
All right, Shane.
We'll looking forward to it. You guys have a great day.
Thanks. Same to
See
you.
Shane.
That
yeah,
was
man.
Our All right. man, Bye. Shane O'Neill. With the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A, with locations at Beachwood, Barnett, Shoals, and coming soon in August to downtown Athens. Also brought to you by the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.